This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long running things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the Nicholls State men's head basketball coach, Tavon Sadler. Coach Boog, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having me, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Coach. Before we get into some of this Sweet 16 talk, last week early we had Coach Will Wade on. He was still at McNeese at that time. And so, man, I asked him about you. And he said, Mike, I would say that Coach Sadler's a good young coach, but I'd be kind of downgrading it by saying young coach. He's just a good coach. And he said, man, they caught us in Thibodeau, and you guys pulled the win out against the Cowboys. But, man, he's made such a big impact in the Southland Conference. But he was really complimentary of you. And, man, I think about the coaches in my lifetime at Nicholls State, Don Landry and Ricky Broussard and the guy you know real well, Richie Riley, and Austin Clunch. They didn't win back-to-back 20-win seasons, and you were able to get them. So I haven't had a chance to talk to you since, but congratulations. That's a great accomplishment at Nicholls. You coming in the youngest coach in college basketball at 28 years old. Not that you're old now. You're just 30 years old. Man, I got shoes 30 years old.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. I appreciate the compliment. I can't get back-to-back 20 wins without my staff and without the players making big-time shots and making big-time plays and staying connected. So, obviously, the 20 wins go on my record, but without those guys, it's impossible to get 20 wins. So, very thankful for them and the program.
So, Will told me this to tell you. He said, listen, I'm not there no more, so Book can take care of things in the Southland. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. That's the goal.
I know that's your goal all the time to win. At this time of the year, you know, recruiting for Nicholls State is different than, say, an LSU or an Ole Miss or some of the other teams. And so, but you've concentrated on players. You've brought in a lot of new guys to the program and using the portal. And will you continue to do that? I know you still look at the high school ranks, but the portal has really opened up the avenue for you to get better and quicker.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the portal's been really good to us. I think the portal's a little too much right now, but obviously we'll go back to the portal. It's really good, especially with the kids that we had. I thought me and my staff, we did a great job of one, evaluating talent who may have been overlooked, or a couple guys who averaged 2 to 3 points and they come with us. And we put in the player development time and they jump up to 12 to 14 points a game. But the transfer portal is definitely where we look to stay. I'm looking to have another big splash in the transfer portal this offseason, but I'm obviously mixing it in with some high school kids this year.
Coach, I know where you were before you hit Nichols State, so how about the Maryland Terrapins?
Yeah. 2025 national champion. Wouldn't you agree?
Okay, I'm going to let you go on record for that. But man, and you had a part in kind of piecing all this together, but you don't seem surprised that, you know, they went this far in tournament.
It's hard to say because I still think they haven't played their best basketball, you know, so I don't want to mark them out on the Sweet 16. I think they got a good enough team to win the whole thing. Obviously, that's a lot of pressure. I'm not trying to put no pressure on Coach Willard. Just saying what I see with my eye. I think with the Derrick Queen, I think he ended up being a top five draft pick. You got Julian Reese over there, and then he did a good job in the transfer portal to bring in that trio of guards. They actually call themselves the Crab Five. That's their new nickname. That Crab Five is pretty good. That's a special group.
Coach, I was going to ask you, but I guess you kind of answered the question. The one seeds this year are fantastic with Auburn and Duke and Houston and Florida. But my question was going to be, which of those one seeds could potentially lose in the Sweet 16 before the Elite Eight? I guess you kind of answered
it. Yeah, he answered that
Florida question. Versus Maryland. But I guess, is there any other one seeds that you can kind of see losing in this upcoming matchup? I know that obviously Auburn plays Michigan, and then on the opposite side you have Houston playing Purdue and then Duke playing Arizona, and the kind of spice there with Caleb Love against Duke. It's going to be pretty fun there too. But what do you think about these one seeds ahead of the Sweet 16?
Man, you know, I don't want to be that guy, but I think once you reach the Sweet 16, all the seeding goes out. Those are 16 well-coached, really, really, really good teams. I'm looking at the bracket right now. I would say, man, Houston's a tough out. Duke's a tough out. I'm going with Florida, you know. Maybe Auburn. I think Tom Izzo has something up his sleeve. I would say even Auburn or Florida, but I don't want to say that in a disrespectful way. It's 16 qualified teams with 16 different teams who will win it. It's hard to look at seeding just this time of the year. The kids want it so much, you know they're going to leave it all out there on the court.
And then the top left bracket, Coach. I just can't wait for the potential Elite Eight matchups. We could potentially see Michigan State versus Michigan if both of those two teams win, or Auburn versus Ole Miss. And you know me saying this, we're going to see chalk, and it's going to be Michigan State versus Auburn. But even then, that's a good matchup. So, you know, those four teams, it's really exciting up there.
Yeah, I mean, I think if Michigan and Michigan State played each other in the Elite Eight, I think that's special because it's a rivalry. But then on the other hand, if Ole Miss play Auburn, I think that's also special. I mean, one of the biggest things I've noticed, I think the SEC got seven teams in the Sweet 16, and the Big Ten got six maybe. And so I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But having those number of teams from one conference, I think it just speaks about the volume of basketball that they were able to play between January and March. I think those teams did a heck of a job of iron sharpening iron, and I'll go on record to say it, the rich stays rich.
Yeah, man, you look at Kentucky and Arkansas, and you grew up watching Coach Calipari.
It's a win-win, Coach.
Man, to think that guy in that quick span of time and what he's done with that Razorback program. Boog, I'm telling you, people question his coaching. They ain't questioning it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beautiful part. That's the beautiful part of today's day and age. You could literally flip your roster in 10 days. And when I say 10 days, I mean from the transfer portal open yesterday, you could have 13 new guys 10 days from today, you know? So being able to flip your roster, it kind of turns into JUCO. Being able to flip your roster and being able to pay the kids is going to have more first-year programs winning than it will losing, you know?
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it felt like a win-win-win, doesn't it, Coach, with BYU, you know, getting a new coach with Coach Young. Their old coach, Coach Pope, goes to Kentucky. They're both in the Sweet 16 right off the bat, Coach Cal in Arkansas. All three programs, excellent success in year one under new head coaches.
Yeah, and three excellent coaches. They have all three of those have really, really good infrastructures. I know Kentucky and Arkansas is one of the best infrastructures in the country for college basketball. And BYU has a ton of money. He's a great coach coming from the NBA. I know all three fan bases are happy. You know, I know Kentucky was a little nervous just because Arkansas made it to the Sweet 16 earlier in the day than Kentucky played. So I think Kentucky was a little on edge. Kentucky, you know, that's one of the craziest fan bases in the country along with Maryland. Kentucky fans, they want Mark Pope to go further than John Calipari. And that won't just be for this year. That's for the rest of his career.
Yeah, for life. You know, it's like the NWO for life, so to speak, with that deal. When you look at Duke, man, Coach Book, I don't see any flaws in them. And they too deep across the board. That team, you talk about a blue blood who's loaded. It is Duke. And they would have to kind of help you if they lose a game. Turnovers, just not being hot that night. But, boy, they look like the chalk of everything right now, Duke.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I actually got to watch Duke in person this weekend. I watched Duke versus Mount St. Mary. My younger brother, he's a graduate assistant for Chris Jans at Mississippi State. And so Mississippi State and Baylor, it was hosted in Raleigh. And then Duke and Mount St. Mary had the second game. I mean, like you said, they're flawless. They don't really have a weakness. My favorite part about they're so unselfish and everyone shares the ball. You know, it's rarely a time that they're turning it over. They're lower turnover percentage. But also, they take really good first shots. You know, like they don't do a great job offensive rebounding. I like what Shire does. He focuses on making the shot, and I'm similar in the same way. My team isn't great on offensive rebounding, but we're good at our shot percentage.
Coach, you mentioned that once you get to the Sweet 16, seeding doesn't matter anymore, and they're all good teams. But you know, this year, who's kind of the snake in the grass that's going a little bit undetected? Not many people are talking about them that you think can make it to the Elite Eight and potentially the Final Four.
I mean, I think BYU, to be honest. I think the Alabama-BYU game, that's two high-power offensive teams. You could be looking at a game in the low 90s, high 90s, you know. I know Alabama wants to score. I know BYU's on the West Coast. So I don't think they get as much media coverage as teams on the East Coast do, but that coach does a really good job. He runs really, really good offensive sets. You know Nate Oates is going to want to push the pace, but people don't really know about BYU. They push the pace just as fast as Alabama, so I'm expecting a high tempo, high pace, very exciting game. I think BYU is that one team that people aren't really talking about that could kind of sneak into that Elite Eight. I'm also a huge fan of Texas Tech. Styles make fights. I'm interested to see that Texas Tech-Arkansas game. Texas Tech really wants to guard you and be physical. Arkansas really wants to get out and run and use the athleticism. My two will be Texas Tech and BYU.
Coach Book, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Hey, listen, when all this is settled next week, we'll get you back on to talk, man, because Final Four time. And, man, everybody's watching basketball, and today it's so easy to gamble. Man, they got people that got a casual interest in it, so to speak, but they got money interest in it. You did a great job today, man. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll try to get you back on next week.
I need one favor.
You got it.
Let me hear you say, go Terps.
Go Terps.
Man, Florida's my pick, Coach. I can't do it.
He can't do it, but I can.
I got Florida beating Duke in the national championship game. I can't let it happen.
No, Coach Sand, listen, I need to get you back.
Anytime y'all want me to jump back on, just let me know, and I'll be excited to get back on.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Coach. Tavon Sadler. Coach Boog, man, he does a great job. 30 years old. Man, he ain't going to stay at Nichols long. I mean, some school's going to catch him real quick, and boy, they're going to have a star coach. And I agree with Will Wade. He just is not a good young coach.
He's a good coach.
A good coach.